When you put the baby in it and start down the street, what are you doing to the baby?
You're pushing the baby.
What about the woman out in the country who delivers a baby?
We didn't have them. I know not a midwife.
Have you ever heard any of the colored people around call her godmother?
No. But
I probably
wouldn't have heard it, you see. I didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
This was too close to town.
Well, this word I got down in Fern Creek a few weeks back from
Creek's
a colored
pretty
fellow.
Country, yeah.
Yeah. If a boy has the features of his father, how do you say that he... You say he sure does...
He looks like his father.
Any other expressions?
No, I've heard others, of course. You know, resembles, takes after, favors. Do you want me to give these alternatives when I've heard the one I think I would have used?
Actually, I want mainly the one that you would use.
No.
I mean, and if you think you've changed your usage since you were...
I'm doing my best to play it straight. Go ahead.
That's fine. You say...
In other words, you're asking me what was the custom, what I would have done when I was 15 or 10 or 8. That's what you're trying to ask me, isn't it?
I'd also like to know what you'd say now.
All right.
What sounds most natural for you now.
I'd probably want to say it the same way, consciously, I guess, if I could remember. Go ahead.
Have you heard any euphemisms for...
Yeah. Whatever it is, I've heard of. Go ahead.
For an illegitimate child around here.
No.
Woods Colt or Sunday Child? Or
I got that out of movies and things, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. The main euphemism was not to use the term.
Yeah.
Avoidance. And it wasn't a common problem. So that, I wasn't conscious of ever having known any illegitimate children or ambassadors or anything. That was purely a literary thing.
Mm-hmm.
We never heard it. And I think it was so rare, really. It's a settled community. It's funny. I mean, I have no recollection of ever. I got that through reading.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What about words for the a general term for your immediate family? Would you say my family or what?
My family.
What about a general word for others related to you?
Kin. My kin folks. My relatives. You see, I was. You're asking me now. I don't know whether you want me to be the country boy or the city boy. I was both. You see, I was. Going and coming, it was more city, but country people would say kinfolk or kith and kin. Mm-hmm. City people would say my relations, my relatives.
Okay.
City people in Louisville.
Then, referring to the time that school is over in the afternoon, you say, what time does school, this afternoon? What time does school let out? Now, in the morning, you say, what time does school...
Start.
Okay. What about the various joking or derogatory terms that seem most common around here for the colored people?
Oh, you mean we call them colored people.
This is the neutral term, more or less. Huh?
I guess, but it was the standard use. Of course, nigger, obviously. Although I'm inclined to think that the use of that is, I guess, about the same as it was. I never heard until I was